As anticipation builds for Vintimas, excitement is also rising for one of its most vibrant and culturally rich events, Steel and Glitter Panorama and Section of the Bands. The show, organized under the theme Pan Must Play, is being spearheaded by the Yulu Pan Movement in collaboration with the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC. This year, organizers have taken a bold step by combining the junior and senior pan competitions into one grand showcase, promising an even more exciting and unified display of talent from across generations. Vice President of the Yulu Pan Movement, Aishika DeRiggs, describes this year's event as more than just a competition, it's a cultural fun fair.
The show is scheduled for the 3rd of July, and it will be held at the Victoria Park. It starts at 2, where they will have a fun fair, but the actual competition starts at 3. You have the junior segment starting at 3, and the senior segment starting at 8, and it's $10 during this junior segment, but at the end of that junior segment, the price then change to $30. So once you're inside the venue, that's fine, but if you leave the venue and you come back in, you have to pay the senior panorama price. Well, I'm just going to encourage persons in the communities, persons in the schools, businesses to come and support our pan players. We have junior players, we have senior players.
She explains that pan holds many benefits to the development of the individual and says it is important for businesses to invest in the art form, since many of the groups face the challenge of funding for instruments.
Pan is an integral part of our festival. It is one of the main components of Carnival. Pan has evolved from just being a group of men at the roadside playing pan, and most of the bands have a summer program that molds the kids from as young as 6 years old. And pan helps memory muscle, it helps with remembering, because with pan you don't use scores, you have to remember the song that you're learning. It also bonds persons together in terms of children, especially when they come from different diverse backgrounds. It helps with the communication skills, is working together as a team.
DeRiggs points out that involvement in pan can lead to gainful employment and career development. Additionally, she is encouraging all Vincentians to show up and celebrate what she says is a powerful part of the nation's heritage.
Once you take it seriously, sky is the limit. We have so many opportunities now with a lot of these new hotels coming on board. I know persons who actually have jobs at some of these hotels that they go and perform and are paid relatively well. It helps you to travel as well. We have one band that recently returned, I think, from North Carolina. They went there to perform. It opens a lot of avenues for persons in terms of gainful employment. Pan is one of the components of a Vintimas. Pan is just a part of our culture. And a lot of persons look forward to junior, both the junior and the senior category of Panorama. It is one of the highlights on the CBC calendar. Come out, support us, support PAN, support the youth, support the CDC, and support the Vintima.
Vice President of the Yulu PAN Movement, one of the organizers of this year's Steel and Glitter Panorama and Section of the Bands, Aishika DeRiggs. With today's Carnival update, I am Gaylon Brown. It's for the love of Carnival.